Welcome into the In the Money Podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, October 4th, the second day of Fall Stars Weekend to launch the fall racing meet at Keeneland. I'm Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. Fantastic card, Jim, with three grade ones among the litany of stakes races that start in the sixth with the grade two Woodford. We're going to start our late pick four analysis with an all stakes pick four that begins in race seven with the grade two Thoroughbred Club of America, and then we'll finish with three grade ones. So in the TCA, it's three-year-old and up fillies and mares going six furlongs. I know you have been a Zeitlost fan in the past. Is that where you landed?
How'd you guess? I did a podcast a couple of days ago with Jason Bean, the track announcer at Tampa, and he asked me a question about it. He said, does the Keeneland meet being so intense, especially opening weekend, do you have time to handicap? And I said, not as much as I'd like, but I try to be very selective. And he said, give me a horse, and I gave him Zeitlost. I think this race sets up perfectly for her. Long Net Paula is going to the lead. Vava's going to be close to the lead. Vodka with a Twist has speed. All the other horses, Praying has some speed. There's a lot of speed in this race. And Zeitlost's drawn in the seven hole. Flavian Pratt's going to be able to track that speed. I just think it's a perfect draw, a perfect setup for her to run. Vava is probably going to be the favorite. She's 7-5 morning line, and she deserves to be. And we're going to sell her, by the way, at the end of the meet in the November sale, I guess. I know she's being sold. I'm not sure if we're selling it or if Fancy Tipton's selling her, but she is being sold. And she's tough. She's one out of three for Keeneland with 2 seconds, but so is Zeitlost. So I just think the flow of the race favors Zeitlost. I'm going to use Vodka with a Twist and Vava. I'm going to skip Long Neck Paula, thinking that she might be cooked in a speed duel, so I'm going to kind of limit my ticket because I don't want to spend over $100. So Zeitlost, Vodka with a Twist, and Vava for the first leg for me.
I am with you on Zeitlost this time. I like that 7-10 at 6 furlongs, and her last 3 at 6 furlongs on the dirt. It's win, win, win. And she likes it here. She gets Pratt. I think Vava could be suspect at 6 furlongs. She's run one time, didn't hit the board. And that's a question for her. Vodka with the Twist could be a little dangerous. She was second to Kilwin last spring, and that was the last time she sprinted around one turn on the dirt. She went on the turf and then went 2 turns, 7 furlongs up at Charlestown. So she got a good record at 6 furlongs, and I think this could be a good spot for her. And then I'm going to use Long Neck Paula on my ticket, but it's just kind of defensive because of Wesley, if he's got her ready, and she's run well here. But I'm not thinking that she's a strong win candidate. But it's Zeitlost for me, too. Eighth race, grade one First Lady, 3-year-old up fillies and mares at a mile on the turf. I landed on Dynamic Pricing with a 2-win, 1/3 record from 3 starts at a mile. 3 out of 4 wins this year, one of them in the grade one Just a Game. And the horse that ran 3rd in the Just a Game, Special One, I think is a major factor in here. If she gets into the race, she's first on the also eligible list. Segesta was 2nd to Special One in the race at Kentucky Downs that Special One won last time out. So got to use Segesta. And then Ozara for the Clement stable has won 2 in a row. I think this is a tougher spot, but she's gotten good. So I'm going to use those 4 on my pick 4 ticket. How'd you see the First Lady?
Exactly the same, except I went 5 deep. And I put Choisa in just because of that outstanding Jenny Wiley she ran in the spring. Now, that track was good, and she's caught good, yielding and good in her 3 North American races after coming over from UAE and Great Britain. So maybe she's just better on a little bit of off going, but she was so good in the Jenny Wiley. I think if she's 1-for-1 for Keeneland, I got to put her in there. She's not my top pick. I was between Dynamic Pricing and Special One. And I put Special One in there thinking that maybe one of the horses will drop out and she'll get in. If she gets in, she's going to be one of the favorites. So I went 5 deep in here using the same horses you talked about, plus Choisa. So I think 1, 5, 9, 10, and 13.
We move on to race 9, the grade 1 Claiborne Breeders Futurity. 2-year-olds, maybe some Derby prospects at a mile and a 16th. I think it's going to be awfully hard to beat Ted Naafe in there. You agree?
I agree. I didn't single him just because he's 2 years old. Sometimes they can jump up and improve a lot in one race. And I thought about using Big Dom for Tom Amos. Had a really tough maiden special weight win at Saratoga. Got a nice 84 buyer, won by a neck. So fought back when he was challenged at the end. So I think he's a possibility, but you got to use Ted Noffey. The second horse I'm using here is Ewing for Mark Cassie. And I'm just going on that maiden special weight, 5.5 furlongs, just was outstanding. He wasn't a surprise. He went off at 3-10, 5-horse field, and won by 12 lengths. But he backed that up with a win, the Saratoga Special, a grade two. But he only faced 4 horses there. So short fields, this one's a little more competitive. It's a grade one, and Ted Noffey is certainly more accomplished. So Ted Noffey, the big favorite, going to use Ewing just to make a chance at a price here.
My other horse from Ted Noffey is going to be Blackout Time. I talked to Kenny McPeak for an interview for Today at Keeneland and social media last week over at Churchill, and he was telling me that Brian Hernandez told him that he thought maybe it was the best young horse he'd ever sat on for Kenny. Horse broke his maiden second time out by almost 10 at Ellis, and the horses that ran second and third both came back to win. So that was a good field. And I mean, this, big step up, but just in case, that's going to be my one shot to go along with Ted Noffey on my pick four ticket. The 10th race is the grade one Coolmore Turf Mile. And not surprisingly, at a mile on the turf, and it's for 3-year-olds and up. I think the Europeans are going to be awfully salty in here. I ended up taking a bit of a price in Jonquil. Interviewed Garrett O'Rourke, who's the general manager for Judmont's U.S. division, and he was saying this horse was really highly regarded last year at 2, and now he's a 3-year-old. This is a big ask. There have been a few 3-year-olds, maybe 4, that have won this race, but not many. But Jonquil's best races have come in a mile. He won a Group 2 last time in a mile, narrowly missed in a Group 1, and it was on firm turf earlier this year. So he gets a 1-mile turf race where it's firm. So I think those conditions will suit him really well. If he builds on that last race, I think he could be a real factor in here. And I know Garrett told me there, if he runs well enough, which would probably be top three, they were thinking about taking him onto the Breeders' Cup. So they have a high opinion of this horse. Diego Velasquez has won a Group 1 and a Group 2 in his last two. So he's certainly the deserving favorite, I think. Wood Shauna won a Group 1 in France. So that's two Group 1 winners there from Europe. And then Jonquil just missed in a Group 1. So I think one of those three wins it. I'm going to take the big price in Jonquil. Of the U.S. horses, in Epic Ride intrigues me a little bit. Just that was a really impressive win last time at Kentucky Downs. This horse has really good speed, and it just looked like they were going to overtake him turning for home, and he spurted away and seemed to finish very strong for Morales. And I know the trainer and the jockey have both spoke glowingly about how this horse has improved on turf, so I'm going to add him on my ticket as well. How'd you see the Coolmore Turf Mile?
Somewhat like you did. I'm using Diego Velasquez and Wood Shauna. I did not use Jonquil. I don't like the 12 hole in a mile turf race, and I think it'd be a huge ask to ask this horse to jump up and beat those accomplished horses. So I'm going to use 2 Europeans. I'm going to go a little bit deeper, taking a couple of shots here because it's the last leg of the pick four. Program Trading for Chad Brown has to fit in here. They've had a hard time keeping him at the races. He was off from June of 24 till August of 25. But when he came back, he ran in the Bernard Baruch and only lost by a neck. Actually, he lost by a neck to Donegal Momentum, another horse that I'm using. But I think Program Trading has more upside since he comes off a 15-month layoff and then runs that well. So second off a layoff, it's got to be good. And he had a couple of 100 buyers last year at Saratoga and Churchill and won a grade one on Derby Day. I'm going to use Donegal Momentum, 12-1 shot for Tom Morley on the inside. Shows a lot of speed. He's got the perfect post position to show that speed. Johnny Velasquez takes the mount for the first time. And I think he beat Program Trading last time out. So if I like one, I've got to like the other one. And then I'm going to take a little bit of a shot with Howard Wallowitz, stretching out to a mile for the first time. But this horse has got a lot of talent. Came off a layoff and ran well at Kentucky Downs, and the turf sprint only got beat a half a length to Bear River. And again, stretching out to a mile might be a question, but he's got certainly the speed to get in the race. And then the last one that I was going to take is rhetorical, and that is a testimony to how I feel about Will Walden. Will Walden is an excellent trainer, and I think you're going to hear a lot more about him in the years to come. And rhetorical has done nothing but win three straight races, two of them at Saratoga and one of them at Belmont. So coming in off a life-best performance, he's got to take a step up, but he's 8-1 and a Red Ortiz is riding. So I think this race is a little more wide open than just European, so I'm going to go six deep.
Yeah, I'm with you on Will. I think he is a rising star. No argument with that. Certainly, it's a really nice renewal of the Coolmore Turf Mile. Looking forward to that one. It's an 11-race card. There's a maiden race that finishes up the card on Saturday. And first post is at 1 each day of the fall meet. And you guys have a new special for Keeneland, first-time Keeneland Select customers. So listeners of our podcast are probably already Keeneland Select customers, but if they have a friend that's looking to sign up, there's a great deal going on right now, correct?
Yes, and we do this every meet. And if you bet $200 on Keeneland during the live meet, you get a $100 bonus posted immediately to your account. And then if you bet a total of $300 in the first 30 days after you sign up, so you sign up today, you've got through Breeders' Cup basically to meet that $300, you get another $100. That $200 you bet on Keeneland counts into the $300. So you can bet $200 on Keeneland, $100 on another track, and get $200 free in your account. Kind of hard to beat that.
Absolutely right. Well, let's get our pick four tickets here, Jim, for the folks. How'd you build yours for Saturday?
Well, it's a huge day. It's our biggest day of the fall, obviously. So I spent $90, 457 with 1, 5, 9, 10, 13. Obviously, that's assuming Special One draws in with 6, 7. With 1, 3, 4, 5, 8, 9, $90.
I spent $64 on my ticket, 2, 4, 5, 7, with 5, 9, 10, 13, with 1, 6, with 5, 4, 5, 7, 12. So 4 by 4 by 2 by 4, $64. Best of luck with your handicapping and wagering on the Saturday card, and we'll be back for another edition of this podcast coming up for the Sunday racing card at the Keeneland Fall Meet. Here on the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.